Shorts, Christian Post. Oops, wrong tab. Christian Post, pastors praying for Israel in response to Iran launching drone missile attack. Yeah, because of course there would be, and of course this is an escalation. It's the Middle East, folks. It is the Middle East. And it kind of is what it always is. And we get these moments of not blatant war, but there's always some cold war that's, in fact, we should always call it a warm war over there. They have not known a moment of peace since their discovery. So what keeps the fans flaming? Religion. But you know what? That's not even what I want to talk about. Pastors pray for Israelites. Let me just look at this headline again. Pastors praying for Israel in response to the attack. I don't know how this became a news piece. I don't understand what they're doing at the Christian Post or Christian papers at all. And it leads me to really, really wonder, how the heck does prayer work? I've read this article. It's a very long article. I'm not going to quote a single bit of it. I'll link it. You can read it yourself. Maybe you'll find more in it than I did. But first, let's just start with the basic idea. Pastors praying for Israel in response to Iran launching drone missile attack. All right. Israel is under siege. No doubt about it. Pastors praying for Israel is not a headline. It is not news. At least it shouldn't be news. If you're a Christian, you should be really worried that it's news that pastors are praying for Israel. What did you think your pastors were doing? Weren't they already praying for Israel? The moment the news broke about these attacks, weren't the pastors already praying for Israel? Didn't you think that already? Didn't you know that already? You were praying too, right? The moment you heard it, you stopped what you were doing and you started praying. So why is this news? Someone please tell me. Someone please tell me why this is news. Well, the only way it could even be news is if the pastors, remember, if they're the pastors, you're the sheep. If the pastors are praying in a way that people can see them praying specifically, can hear them praying. In other words, it has to be a performative prayer because they were praying anyway. If they were worth their salt, if you've got a pastor who wasn't praying, you should fire them immediately. So if you've got a pastor that you're not firing immediately, they were already praying. They were praying privately. They were praying fervently. Sincerely, with everything they had within them. But that wouldn't have made the news. And so in order to make the news, they had to be doing it publicly, performatively. It's now a prayer performance so that we can get on the news, so that people can see us praying. I feel like there's a problem with that. And that may be the least of the problems here. But, you know, in the ongoing series of how the heck does prayer work, does it really work better if you have high-level religious people praying performatively? Could they not just pray in their prayer closet like everybody else? Would God have answer the prayer less or not at all, if not for the performance? Is that how prayer works? So one of the things missing in this headline, it's also missing in the article for the most part. There are hints here and there, but what's missing is what they're praying for. But before we get to that, let's start with who they're praying for. Pastors praying for Israel. Who's Israel? Just curious. Is it people who are of Jewish descent, wherever they happen to be in the world? It doesn't seem like it. They're praying for Israel. They're praying for the religious group of people known as Israel? Or are they praying for the political body known as Israel? So who's being prayed for exactly? I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to guess, though, that it's the political, the theocracy known as Israel. So not necessarily Israelis all around the world, and not even necessarily Jewish people, but the theocracy, the political body known as Israel, that's in that block of land way over there, Israel. Pastors praying for Israel. If you think that who's being prayed for is non-specific, try to find any hint of what they're praying for. They're just praying for Israel, just generically. Generic pastors are generically praying for generic Israel for what exactly? There are no named people. Just Israel. And there's no named cause in most situations. It's just, we're praying for you. Israel, I see that you're going through some hard times. We pastors, who can be very visible, are visibly and performantly praying for you. What does that even mean? Well, so what does that mean? How does that prayer work? Dear baby Jesus, we pray for Israel. Amen. Right? God must be so confused getting these very generic, non-specific prayers. So when you dig in a little bit more, you find a couple of places where it says some are praying for peace. How long have we been praying for peace? We've been praying for the peace of Israel from the beginning. Israel has never known peace. They have never known peace. They're not going to know peace for a very long time, because you kind of go in these hot war, warm war, hot war cycles with that region. It's ongoing. It's constant. It's just a cycle. And it looks like the warm war cycle is over and we're back to hot war. Okay, so pastors are praying for peace. I saw one line, I noted, that said they're praying for peace in this moment. Now, in this moment is being used poetically, the poetic use of in this moment. It doesn't mean right now, right this minute, right this second. It just means in this point in time, this particular epoch, this event, this moment that is driven by this event, that you will somehow eventually find peace. So don't think that when you see the line, peace in this moment, it's being specific. It's not. There's nothing specific in that request. So peace. What does peace even mean? Does that mean Israel surrender? Great, they would have peace. They surrendered. Cool. Does peace mean that Israel doesn't do anything to retaliate? Because you can read about how Israelis are saying, yeah, we had sufficient reason to launch this attack. We launched it. As far as we're concerned, it's over. But if you retaliate, we'll launch a worse attack. And I have no doubt that they will. I'm sure they will find a reason to launch the rest of their attack. But, frankly, it's over now. It's over. It's done. If what you want is peace, then what you really want is for Israel not to respond. You roll over. peace. Is that what you're praying for? Or are you praying that their attackers just say, yeah, okay, we've had enough. It's good. Everything's settled in the region now. We blew off a few fireworks and everything's okay. Is that what you're hoping for? How do you even define peace in this moment? Well, no one's praying for anything specific. This is still very generic. Peace in this moment is to pray for nothing at all, nothing meaningful, because no one knows what the heck you're talking about. And if we still don't have peace in the next 5 years, would these prayers by these pastors show that these pastors were not really of God? Because there's not going to be any peace in this moment, no matter how you define this moment. It's not going to happen. In fact, no matter how you define peace, it's not going to happen. So I'm willing to declare that right now. So what do you do with these pastors doing this performative prayer for peace in this moment? See, is there anything else that they're praying for? It's really hard to find. And there's a reason for that. Because the moment you become specific with your prayer, then it can be easily judged to have been fulfilled or not fulfilled. But as long as it's generic, then you could say, well, it was fulfilled. Of course, it's fulfilled. It's generic. One day, 1,000 years from now, there might be peace in the region. Of course, there may be no people left in that region, but it would be peaceful. And then you could say it's fulfilled. But, you know, more likely, you can say this kind of prayer and you could just run out the clock because you're going to die. And most of the people who know that you pray this performative prayer, they're going to die. So there's no one keeping score on whether their prayer was successful or not. So the moment you get specific, you know, please God, at least protect the children from these vicious attacks. That would be a specific prayer. Then you're already proven to be ineffective. Because the only person injured so far, at least the only report that I've seen at this particular time, that's injured was a 7-year-old girl. So you can't pray that prayer. Oops, can't do that. The moment you get the least bit specific, the game is over. And so is that how prayer works? Is that how it works? Just be so vague and specific and performative in a way that it makes you seem pious, but generic in a way that makes it unfalsifiable. Is this how prayer works? Or am I just being jaded? You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email at skepticsandseekers.gmail.com. Until the next time, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.